ever going to get to where you want in life. Maybe that happiness you're after, or that weight you want to lose, or that career or relationship you crave will remain just out of reach. These pages are dedicated to those who experience that self-defeating monologue, the endless stream of doubt and subterfuge that limits and taints everyday life. This is a conversational slap from the universe to wake you up to your true potential, to unfuck yourself and get spectacularly into your life. Let's get this thing started in the right place. There are two kinds of talk you engage in every day. Talking to others and talking to yourself. You might be one of those who insist, "I don't talk to myself." But in fact, most of the conversations you have on any given day are with yourself, all enjoyed in the solitude and privacy of your own head. Whether you're introverted or extroverted, creative or practical, you spend huge swathes of your time talking to you. You do it while exercising, working, eating, reading, writing, walking, texting, crying, arguing, negotiating, planning, praying, meditating, having sex on your own and with others. You name it. And yes, you even do it in your sleep. You're actually doing it right now. Don't worry. Doesn't mean you're crazy. Or perhaps it means we're all a little crazy. Either way, we all do it. So settle in and welcome to the freak show. Studies show that we have over 50,000 thoughts per day. Think of all the things you say to yourself that you'd rather not, or that you try to overcome or defeat. While we have little or no say in those automatic and reactionary thoughts, we have a massive say in which of those thoughts we attach significance to. They don't come preloaded. The latest in neuroscience and psychology adds weight to the idea that the kind of talk you engage in has a profound impact on the quality of your life. Professor Will Hart of the University of Alabama conducted 4 experiments in which participants either recalled or experienced a positive, negative, or neutral event. They found that people who described a neutral event in ways that suggested it was ongoing actually felt more positive. And when they described a negative event in the same way, they experienced more negativity. In simple terms, the language you use to describe your circumstances determines how you see, experience, and participate in them, and dramatically affects how you deal with your life and confront problems, both big and small. The connection between what we say and how we feel has been known for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Philosophers like Wittgenstein, Heidegger, and Gadamer all knew of the importance and significance of language in our lives. Wittgenstein said, "The harmony between thought and reality can be found in the grammar of the language." The good news is, studies have continually found that positive self-talk can dramatically improve mood, boost confidence, increase productivity, and more, much more. In fact, as evidenced by Professor Hart and his studies, it can be one of the key components to a happy, successful life. The bad news is, the reverse is also true. Negative self-talk can not only put us in a bad mood, it can leave us feeling helpless. It can make small problems seem bigger, and even create problems where none existed before. Here's the breaking news. Your self-talk is fucking you over and in ways you can't even begin to imagine. With all of this in mind, let's get one thing clear. Even though this book is about using the right language to improve your life, I'm not suggesting you suddenly take on positive thinking or personal affirmations. These subjects have been done to death with varying degrees of success and are certainly not what we'll be doing here. I won't ask